This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live. Join us here toll free, 855-453, 855-450-3733. With you tonight for this live Saturday edition, it's Ian
and Mark.
In the last hour, we did come up upon this issue due to one of our callers about texting and millennials. And specifically the idea that millennials are more likely to text rather than call. In fact, some are actually uncomfortable when they're on a phone call. So I'd ask the question, well, why is that? You know, what is it about being a millennial? Why are millennials more likely to be using text? And, of course, the question still is out there for anybody that wants to call in and join the discussion. Of course, you can also bring up anything you want. That is the point of Free Talk Live, the toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. But I have a story here from Inc.com, and it's relatively recent. This was published late 2015 by Ryan Jenkins. The five reasons millennials aren't answering your phone calls. He says you shouldn't be surprised that millennials won't answer the phone. However, their excuses might surprise you. Texting has overtaken calling as the most popular mobile function across all generations.
Really?
That's interesting.
Doesn't make any sense to me.
With millennial women using SMS three times more often than calling, according to the mobile research agency RealityMine. Phone calls have been second fiddle to texting since 2007, when Americans sent and received more text messages than phone calls for the first time, largely thanks to the launch of the iPhone.
Well, I'm not sure that I like the counting method here. So it's, in many cases, can take you three or four or five texts, and that means you have to double that because there's another person sending them back.
Sure.
Just to get a message across because it's such an inefficient form of communication.
That's a good point. If you're talking with one person for an hour via text and there are, you know, 300 texts that were sent, does that count as one conversation?
No, not by this.
Or 300? Well, we don't know, Mark. You haven't read the study. You haven't gone to Reality Mind's websites. You really don't know.
They were just talking about the what's sent. There were more text messages.
That's what it says here, but you haven't read the study, so you don't really know for sure how they're doing the comparison. Largely thanks. Maybe they're comparing, like, phone numbers within hours of time. I don't know.
That's the only way they could count it. How are you going to count a conversation? A text conversation could go on
for
days.
Hours. That's a good point.
And really, I can have more than one conversation in a telephone call. So aren't you saying that really that everybody I've ever texted with would only, each person would only count as one?
I mean, I'll give you that. It's a faulty method of looking at it, but it's all you got then, right? Like if so, you want to compare it, that's what you got to do. Prior to 2007, there weren't as many texts as there were calls.
Yep.
And then after that, it shifted.
Since 2007, the number of texts sent now outnumber the number of calls made. That is far less exciting, but a much more clear way to say
it. It's still a true statement. Largely thanks to the launch of the iPhone and to millennials. The iPhone was texting nirvana for millennials because of its virtual keyboard, multi-touch interface, predictive text technology, and the saving grace of the entire millennial generation, automatic spell check. And I know that, Mark, you have bristled at this on-screen keyboard for quite a while.
I don't like them.
I believe you've finally been forced to get one based on the fact that they just barely make these phones with a flip-out keyboard anymore, right?
If you want the good phones, you can't have the slide-out keyboard anymore.
With texting being the universal go-to mobile function, why are so many managers still frustrated with millennials not answering their phones? Says, let me help put one final nail in the millennial phone call coffin. The reason millennials won't answer your phone call is because it's unproductive. It says here it's unproductive. More specifically, a phone call is, number one, distracting. Calls can sever focus, disrupt workflow, and draw people away from crucial projects.
As if texts don't.
Texting allows users to respond at a convenient time, between tasks.
That much is true if that's what they do. But in fact, what the way texts are employed is you better respond to my text right away. And if you don't, then at this point, then I have to get back on task after I send the text, and then another one comes, and then I'm off task again,
and
then I'm back on task, I'm off task. So this advocation for text here is pretty faulty as far as I'm concerned.
I'm going to agree with you on that, Mark. And I kind of straddle the line to some extent between millennial and Generation X.
I don't care about millennial and not millennial. There have been studies that have shown that millennials are the most useless generation in America and all that other stuff. And millennials,
I don't know if that's true.
There's only been studies. I didn't say it was true. But this is what I'm talking about is pro-texters and anti-texters. I'm sort of the opinion that texting is the right thing to do, maybe 10% of the times, mm-hmm. and other times that picking up the phone probably makes sense. However, the people that are sort of anti-phone call won't give you that 10%. They won't say that, sometimes you just got to pick up the telephone and talk to people. They don't say that. What they say, in fact, is that, they'll make all kinds of excuses, and then it comes down to, sometimes I hyperventilate when I think about talking on the telephone. I'm a kind of a scaredy cat.
Number two on the list of five reasons millennials aren't answering your phone call, presumptuous. Calls presume that the person you're calling should drop everything and adhere to your agenda. Texting, like email, is passive communication that doesn't presume a real-time interaction. Now, it is certainly true that you have to, once you're on the call, interact in real time, but you can always ignore a call, right? Like, that's why they have the ignore button on the phones, or you just let it ring. Then you can check the messages and get back to it at a later time.
It is presumptive. I concur with what they're saying. It's presumptive. Here's another presumption I make. If I have a close enough personal relationship with you, be it your boss, mm-hmm. your parent, your mother, your brother, your sister, then I have reached into the realm of I can presume to call you, and you can presume to pick up your phone, especially if I'm paying for it.
What are you paying for exactly?
Well, a lot of parents can't get their kid to answer the phone.
Oh, the phone. Okay.
That they're paying for.
Okay, I thought you
right?
meant you were
like,
paying
this
your
is,
phone bill.
Here, ladies and gentlemen of America, here's how you stop this little problem. You tell them, you little brat, if you don't answer my phone call, I'm going to turn off your phone. You're going to pay for it yourself.
Have you encountered this with Jack, your 7-year-old son?
No, he doesn't have a phone. I mean, he's playing
a lot of people would
tablet.
A lot of people would give their kids a phone, I think, by that age.
What's he going to do with it? Call mama?
Well, he doesn't go to government school, so he's probably home with you guys a lot of the time. But, if he's out and about at a friend's house or something like that, a lot of parents are worried, and they want to be able to call their kid.
That would be the reason that he would get a phone is when he spends more time out. But, at this point, it's not necessary.
How old do you think he'll need to be before he'll have
his own phone? I don't have a time frame for it.
The maturity thing, you think?
But what the maturity thing is that he doesn't drop it in a toilet. I mean.
Number three. So, again, on the list of five reasons millennials aren't answering your phone call. Number three, superfluous. Calls give the perception of more airtime, so callers can neglect to gather the necessary information up front and will talk out loud until they land on the intended message, meaning that people are meandering. They're more likely to meander on a phone call. Texting forces you, they say, to put your thoughts into words, which can be edited or condensed, and allows you to communicate the essential information for maximum efficiency.
Yeah, but it doesn't allow you to... I agree. Yep, I'm for that.
Okay.
But it does not allow you to portray emotion and tone.
That's true. It strips all that away.
And that can be really... it can be hurtful in
Absolutely.
Conversations. I've tried to have these conversations, and I'm just not interested in tapping out an essay with my thumbs on a touchscreen, okay? So... get groceries. Shouldn't you say, please? Whatever.
Yeah.
I'm just coming up with something.
Right.
And, oh, God. Now, once you've gone into two texts or three texts to explain things, you're into the why didn't we have a telephone conversation thing.
Or, the person is having certain feelings. They're irritated, and maybe that doesn't come through via text, or maybe it comes through too much. I mean, you strip out all of the subtleties of voice-to-voice communication. Of course, being on the phone strips out the... the subtleties of face-to-face, the eye contact and
sure.
that kind of thing, body language. So it's like one level down to be on the phone, and then down below that is texting. I think it really
levels.
Does take away a lot.
Well, no, texting has to go down even farther than, say, email. On email, I can type, 50 or 60 words a minute, whereas texting, I'm down to, 10, 12, 20 words a minute.
Toll-free number tonight is 855-453. You cannot text the show.
Add to that the joys of autocorrect that throw in, you know, when you're trying to, you know, trying to landing in Cincinnati and then
you got to go back
pops
and
in clitoris
it.
Instead, you know, and then you're, you know, you're trying to communicate with people and the phone's messing things up.
Has that actually happened to you?
Not specifically.
That
there's some
good
really
story.
Good autocorrects out there.
Toll-free number 855-453. The remaining two reasons why Millennials aren't answering your phone calls. How do you feel about the matter? Whatever your generation, it's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon. Through saveatpurse.com. It's saveatpurse.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Why is it that millennials aren't answering your phone call? Are they actually afraid, some of them, of being on the phone? Mark, you say that's true about some.
We've certainly read things about that. And
they're intimidated.
Yeah, that voicemail gives people anxiety.
So we've been through the first three of these reasons, that the phone call can be distracting, that it can distract you from other tasks, as though texts don't. Presumptuous to take a phone call, that the presumption is that you aren't busy and you should just be able to answer the person's call, and that it's superfluous. The person on the phone has more time, so they can, meander about and not get to the point. Okay, let's continue on here. And if you want to share your thoughts, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. And as consistent in our lives as these phones are today, and they are, most Americans have one of these smartphones. I think last numbers I saw were I think a year old at this point. It was 60% of American adults at that point, I believe, had smartphones.
Yeah, I can imagine what the number is now.
Yeah, it's probably getting up towards 70. It's huge, the amount of people that have these things.
This is a terrible thing for Apple, by the way, is because now everybody's got, a smartphone. They're not the market penetration is so deep that the sales are dropping.
So you've got this phone. It's pretty ubiquitous. And a lot of the time is that you spend is spent in front of a phone these days. But you still need to have a business card in your wallet or in your pocket, because who the hell looks at business cards on their phone? That doesn't happen, right? I've never done it. No one's ever said, hey, let me send you my business card on the phone.
That was a thing at one point. There was the infrared.
Did you ever do it?
Yes.
How many other people were doing it?
It was pretty rare.
It was a thing. Okay, so it wasn't really a thing then. Right?
Okay, well, it existed. I did it a few times.
Yeah. So, business cards are still a thing, and getting them affordably is a challenge. But if you go to Vistaprint.com and use code FTL, you'll get 500 business cards starting at just $9.99. And they don't just have business cards. They've got all kinds of cool stuff for your home-based business or small business. Postcards, flyers, banners, apparel, invitations, what you need, they likely can help you. And the customer service experience is excellent. In fact, they guarantee that you'll love your products every time, or they will make it right. And it's super easy to use. You can customize the text on the card, colors, backsides, and more. You can upload your own logo or upload the entire design. That's what I did with mine when I went through Vistaprint.com. I ordered some Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree palm cards, which are basically like a full-color promo card for Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. And now I've got those. I'm going to be bringing them to the Liberty Forum here in a couple weeks. That way I can put them into people's hands and promote the movie. So Vistaprint made that possible for me, and they can make promoting your business possible for you. Go to Vistaprint.com. Whether you need business cards for a brand-new business that you're just now creating or something you've had for a while and you need some more, 500 business cards starting at just $9.99. Of course, you can upgrade and get quality, thicker stock or better finish like metallic or spot gloss or raised print, but it's a heck of a deal. 500 business cards for $9.99 using code FTL at Vistaprint.com. Number four on the list of reasons millennials aren't answering your phone call from Inc.com, INC.com, is that it's ineffective, they say. Missed calls result in phone tag, a supremely idiotic and unnecessary game in an age of bountiful communication alternatives. If a picture is worth 1,000 words, is an emoji, that's a little smiley face, worth 500 words. Texting is effective and efficient, say they. 90% of all SMS text messages are read within 3 minutes. So they say it's ineffective to call because you're always bouncing around, leaving messages, and playing phone tag. And a lot of people, I think, could agree that phone tag is annoying.
Phone tag's pretty annoying. You can attempt to make a phone call, which is, in my opinion, the superior form of communication. Mm-hmm. And then if that fails, you can send some kind of written message rather than giving the person an annoying voicemail. I'm willing to say that...
Don't do both. Don't leave the voicemail and then text. Well, that's like cross-media pestering, and Holland Cook says that's bad.
I don't care.
You'll do that crap?
Yeah, I'll absolutely do that.
Wow.
If I need to get a hold of somebody, I don't mind cross-media pestering them if that's what needs to happen. Yes.
Well, if like somebody's dying or whatever and you need to urgently get a message, then it makes sense in certain circumstances. But if you just want someone to return your call, you don't want to cross-media pester.
Yeah, I prefer leaving an email or sending a text if I have to leave a message. I think they're preferable to voicemails.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes. But voicemails, you know, they're hard to retrieve. I find them annoying.
Yeah, I've got this Google Voice app, which I can't really complain about because it's free. But every time, I don't know if it does this on other people's phones, but I suspect it does because it's done it on multiple phones of mine. When I press the play button, it just stops at 1 second, and then I have to press the play button like two or three more times sometimes before it'll actually play the message. It's super annoying for me to play back voicemail messages, but I don't pay for the service, so what can I do? Number five on the list of reasons why millennials aren't answering your calls. It's time-consuming, they say. The time cost of a quick 5-minute call could exceed 20 minutes, including the salutations, pleasantries, small talk, goodbyes, and the time that it takes to refocus on the original task, which some experts say can take 23 minutes after a disruption. They say texting limits unnecessary salutations and the exchange of irrelevant information, and the time cost can be as low as a few seconds.
So this is people who haven't been taught how to have a conversation.
Use
telephones, sadly. And I find it in my line of work is that, you know, maybe it's cultural. I don't know the answer to that. But some people find it necessary to have this, 5-minute introduction where they ask you about your kids and how your day is going and all that stuff.
Cut the crap.
And that's fine if that's how the relationship is or whatever, but honestly, let's get down to it. Like, you know, if I'm calling you to give you some quick orders or whatever, well, you know, let's go. We can get it all done.
That's how I've always approached my calls. I make calls to radio stations to pitch the show, Free Talk Live, to them to try to get on more stations. We're on over 160 today, and a lot of that comes from just making calls to people. You can't get away with just sending the program director an email. You got to get that guy on the phone. But the thing is, you have to respect the person is busy, and this is where people screw up, I think, Mark, is that they just sort of meander around and they talk about all this superfluous crap trying to sort of make their way into the main topic of discussion. I'll just ask the person straight out, do you have a moment? And if they do, I jump right into whatever it is the reason I'm calling is and just, you know, ask them the question, you know, have you listened to the show or where, whatever the point we're at in the prospecting process. But if they don't have a moment, then that gives them the opportunity to bow out, right? Like they've answered the phone, they're in their office, they picked up the phone because they thought it was the general manager calling them or whatever, they were expecting someone else's call, they get me. And then I give them the chance to get out of it. And, it's up to them what they do next. Next up here, after a recent keynote presentation, says the author at Inc.com, I delivered on the topic of communicating to millennials, and I was approached by an audience member who was anxious to share his experience of communicating with them. The gentleman was a manager of a team full of millennials, and he described his initial frustration with his team not answering his phone calls. Rather than demanding the team cater to his communication preference, he decided to test out texting. He ended up saying it was much more productive. The gentleman now texts his millennial team every afternoon before his commute home, and in the message he provides the necessary correction or direction that his team needs to be efficient and effective. He says, after my texts, it surprises me how often I find my team that evening back online eagerly working. So he says that it works.
I think that's fine, especially if you can do a text blast in that circumstance, if it works for you.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can join us here, and this is Free Talk Live.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics signal-blocking anti-radiation, anti-surveillance Faraday bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years? and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall. There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live. Live Saturday show. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Maybe you're a millennial and you want to defend not making phone calls. Are you uncomfortable on a phone call? Or are there other reasons why you prefer to text? We can still have that discussion if you want. Or maybe you're of the older generations and you're having a tough time dealing with millennials and their distaste for making phone calls. So you're welcome to comment. Also, Skype username is lrn.fm. In other news, tomorrow is the big game. What are the rules, Mark? You're a salesman for radio. Aren't there some rules that say you can't say Super Bowl on the radio during like an advertisement or something?
I think you're not allowed to say it during an advertisement. It would seem like an endorsement, like claiming that Free Talk Live is the official radio program of the Super Bowl.
Which you did not just do. You were giving an example of something that would be inappropriate to say on the radio.
I would never say that Free Talk Live is the official radio program of the Super Bowl.
Right. You would never say that in any sort of legitimate claim form. But a lot of people are going to be paying attention to this game tomorrow. It's a big deal. It's the most popular sports ball game in the entire world. And the commercials, of course, have really kind of overshadowed in a lot of ways the Super Bowl. A lot of people get more excited, it seems like, about what advertisements they're going to see rather than what's going to actually happen during the game. It seems that way. I didn't really want to talk about the ads, but just as an aside, there apparently is going to be a protest happening in the San Francisco area, which is where the game is happening tomorrow, by angry Uber drivers. The story coming from Mother Jones. Now, let's keep in mind, Mother Jones in no way attempts to be a unbiased news source. It's kind of a lefty source. But all that said, I got to give Mother Jones some credit. They've done a couple of articles on the Free State Project over the years. One of them was about Keene years ago. And Mother Jones was the only of all of the different, you know, news agencies that I've done interviews for, and I've done countless interviews for various different activist purposes here. Mother Jones is the only one who called with a fact checker. They actually employ someone who checks the facts, the claims in the articles. So they have the writer. The writer does the interviewing, the journalism, and all that, and then they send it off to an actual person who looks over the article, calls up the people that the writer interviewed, and said, did they get this right? Did they get this right? And they just go down the claims. Wow. It was really impressive.
It's like journalism.
Yeah, I was shocked by it. So kudos to them for that. The story from Josh Harkinson over there just published yesterday. A disruptive smartphone app turned Uber into a $50 billion global juggernaut. Now a group of disgruntled Uber drivers with the help of their own smartphone app is aiming to kneecap the car hailing service precisely when and where it will be most in demand. Super Bowl Sunday in the Bay Area. For Uber, the stakes are high. The big game is in Santa Clara, about an hour from Uber's San Francisco headquarters. The company has chipped in $250,000 to $500,000 in cash and services to sponsor the Super Bowl host committee, according to Quartz. In return, it gets to be the first ride-sharing service allowed to access a Super Bowl game. It will even have exclusive pickup and drop-off zones at the stadium, a coup for Uber's marketing department, assuming the company doesn't fall on its face. And that's where Uber's labor problems may come back to haunt it. The drivers, who often make less than minimum wage, they claim, are angry because the company...
Not the drivers I've talked to.
Yeah. I've made as much as $20 an hour working as an Uber driver. Although the other night I made like... a little less than $10 an hour.
They give you a printout of when times are busiest, and you can, you know, focus on those times, and you'll do fine.
The drivers who are angry because the company slashed fares nationwide over the past month, and on Monday, several hundred of them protested at the Uber offices in San Francisco and New York. And further, I don't know if they get into this, the details on the lawsuit, but there's actually a lawsuit in California against Uber, basically by these angry drivers who, in California, are far more entitled than your average Uber driver anywhere else, because it's California. The California drivers are suing Uber for the purpose of having Uber basically being forced by the state to treat its drivers as though they're employees rather than independent contractors. And that case is still working its way through the court system.
I don't think they're going to have much luck with it because they really are independent contractors.
I hope they won't have much luck because if they do succeed, it will completely gut Uber's business model, and that would not be good for any independent contractor in any business anywhere, because then anyone who's an independent contractor who wants to come in and start bitching about not getting health care coverage and whatever else would be able to use the government to flip their employment agreement or their contract with the company. Anyway, the group behind the San Francisco protest called United Uber Drivers has pledged to hold a massive strike on Super Bowl Sunday, and some Uber drivers in other cities have said they'll do the same in solidarity. According to the industry publication Rideshare Report, the drivers intend to slow highway traffic near the stadium and inundate the streets around crowded Super Bowl events.
Not only are they going to not pick people up for rides, they're going to go get out and drive slow.
Yeah,
thanks so much.
Yeah, that's not cool at all. That might not be all. United Uber drivers did not respond to emails from Mother Jones, but downloading the group's special iPhone app offers a bit more insight into its plans. Other messages. So here's what the message says. So you download their app, which is, I guess, being used to organize this protest. And it says, it's got the name of the driver, Uber and Lyft drivers. We are waiting until this app reaches into every Uber driver's smartphone. This will bring us together and enable us to communicate well and strike effectively. All we need you to do is install this app on your smartphone and follow instructions. United Drivers sends to your phone. We can do this before the Super Bowl. Well, I don't know how they're going to know if every Uber driver has installed their app. I don't think they have that data on how many drivers Uber has in San Francisco. And, well, anyway, let's go on. Other messages explain that when a push notification is received through the app, all drivers will be asked to go offline simultaneously, supposedly crippling Uber's network. Quote, we need you to invite every Uber driver you know, unquote, says the first message written in November, and it continues saying the communication technology, or this communication technology, will allow us to invite, unite, and strike effectively without any fear or loss of the business relationship with Uber.
So here's what sort of stinks about this notion. Now, Uber takes, what, 15% of the...
They actually just changed it. I think it might differ by the market.
Yep, it does.
But in New Hampshire, it was 80% is what's given to the drivers. That's now down to 75%. Okay. So Uber's taking 25% off the top.
So they take that. Most of it's being spent on legal costs in order to get better market penetration for more people to be able to drive and get
And they're
rides.
Fighting the governments
they're
in a lot of
fighting lots
these
of
places.
Governments in these circumstances. So, you know, I mean, what Uber, Uber could, you know, anybody can go into competition with Uber and provide better pricing and, you know, better, you know,
can they
compensation.
Though?
Sure they can.
Because there are states now who are regulating what are called transportation network companies.
This is the
this
problem.
Is the new
the
legal
thing is
term.
That, okay, Uber, Lyft, these companies have to fight so that people can work, you know, contractors can work and do this stuff. Mm-hmm. Sadly, the contractors have to pay for this. The contractors believe that Uber is the enemy.
Because, these contractors do.
Well, these contractors do. And, in fact, the enemy here is the government
That's
because
right.
they're the ones who are laying all these costs onto the company. I mean, Uber doesn't need to be a big, bulky company. It's not GE. They're not producing anything. They just,
no, they just make software.
A few employees, and all their software does
well, is... customer service is an issue, so they do have a... You know, when you say a few, you might mean a few hundred or I don't know how many thousands they might have, but they do have employees obviously handling emails from customers who've had a bad ride or a driver who found something in the back of the car. So there are these issues that are going to come up.
Sure.
But that might be easier said than done, says Josh Harkinson over at Mother Jones. With an estimated 40,000 Uber drivers in the Bay Area alone, the group will need a lot of downloads to mount an effective strike. Of course, people said the same thing about some startup's harebrained bid to defeat the taxi industry, and Uber proved them wrong. So what will happen when it comes down to the Super Bowl tomorrow? The supposed strike is going to happen during this time frame, and already, when there's an event like the Super Bowl, even if they didn't have this agreement with Uber, which they were talking about how Uber's got like some special deal with the Super Bowl,
right.
even if they didn't have that, there would still be a much higher usage of Uber in that area. Whenever there's some kind of special event, a concert or a sporting event, that means there's more people going to need a ride. And so usually that'll mean that there's a surge in prices when it comes to Uber, which will drive more drivers to come in and take those rides because they're getting paid more per hour or per trip. 855-453. You can share your experience. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up.
Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
We've got Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm. And if you're coming out to Manchester in 2 weeks for the Liberty Forum, that's going to be here before you know it. I'm going to have to start making sure I've got everything I need, because it just comes right up on you. Go to nhlibertyforum.com. You can join us. We're going to be broadcasting the show live every single night from the Liberty Forum, which is a lot of fun. It's always great to meet new listeners and have listeners meet other listeners that maybe they've only talked to in the chat room or wherever. nhlibertyforum.com. You can go there to get your tickets. Lock in your hotel room ASAP. Because this is a fun event. It's a great experience to come to New Hampshire and to be surrounded by liberty-minded people who actually understand what freedom means and who are willing to do something about it. It's February 18th through the 21st. That's a Thursday through Sunday at the Radisson Hotel in downtown Manchester. And Uber does happen to be active in Manchester, so if you need a ride from the airport to the hotel, you got that covered.
They can handle it.
And there's a chance that it'll be a Free Stater who's actually picking you up in the Uber car, because there's a few of them that are certified Uber drivers. The story here is from Mother Jones, which claims that there's a group of Uber drivers calling themselves United Uber Drivers. Their website, unitedUberDrivers.com.
Because who would want to be the Uber drivers that everybody hates?
Look, they're going to protest. The idea is to stop service during the Super Bowl in San Francisco.
Not only are they not going to drive, but they're going to get out and drive slowly in traffic so that other people who are in other Uber cars are unable to get to their destinations in a timely fashion, correct?
Which is a terrible idea. Yeah. I don't know what their goal is in blocking traffic, but it's going to block other people's traffic too.
If you don't like the pay at your job, go get another one.
Right.
If you can't get another
this
one...
This isn't a job. It's a, you know, an independent contractor gig.
Well, it's
right?
still like, a job when I come to work. Isn't
but it's not the same, right? Because wait, like with a job, there's usually a boss. With the job, you have
right. You don't have to go in and quit at Uber.
Right. You can just stop working and they'll never send you another check.
It's not employment, but it's still a job.
But there's no manager necessarily, right? Like there's Uber has managers for each region or whatever, but you never meet the person. Although I've heard they have sometimes there's like a meeting they'll invite drivers to come to. So in theory you could. But you can completely be an Uber driver without ever having to go to an Uber office. I've never been. I've never met the Uber managers. I've never talked one word to them. I've interacted with customer service a couple of times. I've sent support a couple of messages, but that's about it. And so it's not the same thing as a job. The job you typically think of as something where you got to show up at a certain time.
Sure.
Someone writes a schedule for you. Some manager says, Mark, you need to be here Monday, Friday, Wednesday, and Saturday. And you've got to be here at 9 a.m. through 5 p.m. And if you're not, then you're in trouble. With Uber and Lyft and these other ride-sharing services, you log into the app when you want. Which is why when someone says they make less than minimum wage, I think that what you've got going on there is they're... You know, obviously they're calculating the time that they're not getting a ride. So, for instance, the other night I was in Manchester. You and I were there for the Free State Project doing its completion ceremonies. We had a party that we went to that night for the press. And after being there for a couple hours, I decided, all right, I'm going to go do some Uber driving because I want to, you know, rack up a few more rides and get a little more experience at that. So I left you at the bar. You got S-faced drunk. And while you were doing that, I was out, you know, making a little bit of, bringing a little money in, giving people rides from point A to point B. But it was a slow night. It was a Wednesday night. Manchester isn't the biggest, most populated city. And I only had three rides in that relatively short window of time. I think I was on the road for an hour and a half. One of the rides canceled. So it ended up being I got about $11. Just under $11 came in as my cut from those various different rides that I took. And one of them was a ride that wasn't actually a ride. I went to the location, waited for 5 minutes, contacted the rider. Because that's the rule with Uber. You're supposed to, when you get there, give the person some time to, you know, come outside.
Seems so fair.
I gave them 5 minutes, and they didn't come out. So I called them, and I texted first because, again, Uber says millennials like texts. So send them a text first. They didn't respond. So I called them, and the girl said, oh, there was something wrong with the app. We thought we'd canceled it. And so I had to put in for a cancellation. And in circumstances like that, Uber will actually send you a spiff just because your time was wasted.
Well, yeah, they don't make that money out of magic either.
Yeah.
That money comes from the percentage that they take.
Yeah, exactly.
To do their business.
And that's one of the things that Uber has that, like, Arcade City doesn't have yet, is they have the way to sort of, you know, makes things a little smoother when something goes wrong like
Arcade
that.
Arcade City's another ride-sharing app.
It's going to be. It's not yet launched. But anyway, if you do the math and you take the $10 or whatever that I pulled in for an hour and a half of, you know, a lot of time was just kind of sitting around on my phone or whatever, then that breaks down to, you know, minimum wage or something like that. It's not really wasn't that much in that instance. But I also didn't have any other responsibilities for that downtime. I could sit there and check my emails. I could get on Facebook. I could do something else productive. I was going to grab my laptop at one point and remote into a computer and fix something. You know, I could do things while I'm sitting there waiting for this ride request to come in. So, you know, are these Uber drivers who are complaining about not making minimum wage also just sitting there twiddling their thumbs? Or are they answering emails and, you know, surfing the web?
It's not like there's no job in America where you can't look at Facebook while getting paid hourly. And I suspect that that's mainly what the complaint is here.
That they want to get paid to look at Facebook.
A lot of these people are essentially labor activists.
That's correct.
God bless the labor activists of the past. We have a lot of things to thank them for. However, I mean, you know, you have to look at the consequences. Uber is a business that works as it works for a reason. You can't modify it too much because then you're just going to start raising prices.
Then
you have a taxi company.
Yeah.
Taxi companies suck. That's why Uber was able to come in the first place.
Right.
So do you want the same old crap that provides the same old crap, or do you want something new and disruptive? If you want something new and disruptive, well, if you don't like the pay, move on.
Yep. Instead, they're going to whine about it. In a news story over at the New York Times, Uber drivers are protesting in out front of the New York headquarters recently. Within the last week or so, hundreds of drivers gathered with a demand saying restore prices or face a backlash.
So did they change the percentage in New York, too?
I don't know if they changed the percentage, but one thing they did nationwide was they lowered their prices to the customers. So so the per mile, per hour, per minute rate has gone down. So they're trying to put a sale on, basically, for the wintertime.
Okay.
And the drivers, they're mad about that. They say that Sering Sherpa, a Queens resident who said he drove for Uber 6 days a week, 8 hours a day, predicted the fare cuts would force him to work 10 to 14 hours a day just to make his rent and car payments.
No, you live in Queens. There's always, if Uber goes away, you don't get to manage Uber. You get to manage the app you put together.
New York City, he says, just keeps getting more and more expensive. How are we supposed to survive with less money?
Look, a government problem that's being blamed on Uber.
They call us partners, he added, but they're treating us like slaves.
Slaves. Slaves. Okay. Yeah. So Uber doesn't force you to do anything.
No. They didn't force you to download the app. They didn't force you to log in.
You can sort of claim wage slavery because you have to make a certain amount of money in order to have the things you want and live where you want and all that other stuff. But, that's not Uber's fault. That's whomever, it's real life, right? Like, you got to have a place to live. The government has all kinds of charges on top of that. The government's the only one here that forces you to do anything.
Uber has a response to the protesters. They say they've released data that says it's proved that the rate cuts, 15% for the average ride, has ultimately benefited the drivers. They claim in their statement on Monday that, quote, every city has busy months and slow time. In New York, things tend to be quieter after the holidays, so we lowered prices to get more people using Uber, which is good for drivers because it means less time waiting around for trips.
Yep.
Uber said, because if you're waiting, you're not getting paid with Uber.
Yeah, but you've got these managers that running around, these would-be managers that think they can run the company better without ever seeing the statistics.
Uber said that when they cut prices previously, the amount of time drivers spent waiting for fares fell, meaning drivers did more business and ultimately earned more money. But outside the Uber headquarters in Long Island City, Queens, Barvati Desai, the executive director of New York Taxi Workers Alliance, a taxi drivers union, said the unilateral move to cut prices didn't take into account the opinions of drivers on whom the company relied. She said that they didn't ask them for input. It gives the message those fares are binding and non-negotiable. They gag you, and then they starve you.
So what's the taxi union have to do with all this?
That's a good question. What are they up to here? So I think they're trying to hurt Uber, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely. Yeah. Like, let's just get a bunch of people together to sign up for Uber and then be a real pain in the butt.
So there you go. That's some news on the Uber front. I'm just fascinated by what they do. They're not a perfect company.
You see an industry in the state of flux.
Right.
And this is what the marketplace does. I mean, what you don't see is you don't see the state. You don't see governments. Their feedback mechanisms are entirely different. This shows what happens. Is this creative destruction? The taxi industry is being destroyed.
We'll share the story with you, the full story about these whiny Uber drivers on our Facebook and Twitter. We'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.